Hey everybody, what is up? You're listening to The Parent's Guide, and today we'll be hearing firsthand from a parent who has experienced with children spending too much time on their electronics and giving some helpful tips on to getting your child off and monitoring their time. I hope you enjoy. So we all know the Game Boy, or shall we call it the DSi, has throughout its development become more and more advanced to where it's now able to go onto the internet and even social media, where anything goes. And to most people, that seems pretty harmless. But children can be exposed to all kinds of things, from inappropriate websites to cyberbullying, especially if they interact with certain games that are played on your computer or even your PlayStation or Xbox. On those portals, kids can also interact with other online players who are usually strangers and uncontrollable when it comes to what they say or do. So be sure to be very careful when choosing which games let your kids play on and what they actually do play. So I interviewed Jeremy, who is a parent of three, and he had his own thoughts and opinions on the matter of children playing on their electronics. Take a look.
School Institute, and it helps with the education and the entertainment, but it also can cause a lot of problems because of the distractions and everything like that. And they become almost religiously attached to it.
Now, would you say that kids spend too much time on their electronics, or do they have an equal balance between that and school, for example?
Well, as long as the school is not interfered with, I don't see too much of a problem with it. But there are examples and times when I just constantly see children on their devices no matter what's going on. It's like the phones are attached to their hand, you know, and they almost can't live without it. You know, we have some experience here that when you try to take away the electronics, things become very tense and, you know, causes a lot of arguments around here. But it can become an issue.
Okay, so, like, what do you think should be the balance? You know, what do you think should balance out their time with electronics?
Well, definitely control the items that they have and the access to it. You know, what is it? It's making sure that they're restricted to certain times that they use it, and limit what they can see and things like that. But you also have to ensure that what needs to be done is done, you know, especially with the schoolwork and chores around the house and everything like that.
Okay. So stemming off from there, what are your techniques for getting your kids off their gaming systems?
Well, number one, you tell them. You just sort of restrict the times that they can use them. you can also set limits on the devices themselves. Or if you don't want access to them, you take away, say, for example, if they're being punished using it as a punishment tool, you take away one critical piece of equipment that makes it operate, like the power cord or something like that, and just, you know, make sure that you supervise how long they're using it and control it.
Talking about like games and stuff, like what kinds of games, for example?
Well, making sure that the games are appropriate age for the child. I'm a firm believer in the ESRB rating, you know, the mature and the teens and all that stuff. I personally do not let my children play the violent games unless it's, they are age appropriate for them. I don't let my young child play the mature games or the teen games. He gets the preteen and the things like that. And the teenage can get the teen games, but he doesn't often anyway play those violent, you know, shoot 'em up games.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 15.
So do you think that if he were exposed to those kind of games, what kind of impact do you think it would have on him?
Well, that's always tough to say. It really just depends on the personality of the kid. But, It also depends, you know, on how the game is played. You know, like if they're always doing it online against other people, they're exposed to the other people, and it can really start to change the way they think and act. But you know, just it's almost pretty difficult to say how they're going to be impacted by it until you actually see it. But you know, there's a lot of studies.
But you feel like it would.
I feel it could. Yeah. If you let them do it all the time and everything like that, it tends to change the way they think, you know, and act, because they're exposed to other people and how they act and everything like that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Parents Guide and found it very helpful when it comes to monitoring your kids on their electronics. Have a wonderful day.